Kilala ang mga katutubo o indigenous na Australiano na may matibay na koneksyon sa bansa. Ngunit ang mga pinakanaunang mga Australiano ay mayroon ding matibay na koneksyon sa kalangitan. Sa katunayan, sila ang pinakanaunang mga astronomo sa mundo. Sa ulat na ito ni na Madeline Heyman Reber at Maya Jamieson, ang mga may kaalaman sa astronomiya at katutubong paraan ng pagkikwento ay tumutulong na maipakalat ang tungkol dito. Sa loob ng 60,000 taon, nakabuo ang mga katutubong mamamayan ng kakaibang ugnayan at relasyon sa kalupaan. Ngunit sila ay may kaalaman din tungkol sa kalangitan.
We found that people thousands of years ago in Australia were clearly staring up at the sky, wondering, how the heck does this eclipse work?
Si Professor Ray Norris ay isang astrophysicist mula sa Western Sydney University. Nagtatrabaho rin siya sa CICERO Telescope National Facility at sinabi na ang pag-aaral ng katutubong astronomiya ay nagbago mula sa pagiging isa lamang na pag-uusisa tungo sa pagbibigay kamalayan sa tao ng hindi kapani-paniwalang aspeto ng kulturang aboriginal.
And sometimes they come to amazing conclusions. And they come up with really good explanations. And you read about this, you hear about this encoded in the songs and stories. You never know who the people were, of course. But there's clear evidence that there's tremendous intellectual achievements there. And for me, the most amazing thing is it really opened my eyes up to how deep and complex Aboriginal cultures are. And I think most whitefellas in Australia don't realise that. You know, everybody knows about the didgeridoo and the bark beating and so on. People don't realise how much intellectual achievement there is.
Para sa babaeng Wiradjuri na si Kirsten Banks, ang katutubong astronomiya ay higit pa na isang koneksyon sa kultura at ito ang nagbibigay inspirasyon sa kanya sa karerang tinahak. Nagtrabaho sa Sydney Observatory bilang isang tour guide, nag-aaral na ngayon si Kirsten ng physics sa universidad.
The thought that Indigenous Australians have used the sky as astronomers for tens of thousands of years or even before anyone else is awesome to me.
Plano niyang maging archaeo-astrophysicist, inspirado ng kwento ng mga katutubo ukol sa Milky Way. Ayon sa Australian Aboriginal Astronomy Project, marami sa mga aboriginal na grupo ang mayroong mga kwento hinggil sa maitim na kaulapan kasunod ng konstelasyon ng Southern Cross sa Milky Way. Para sa marami, lumalabas ito na tila isang Great Emu na malinaw na makikita sa panahon ng taglagas na kalangitan.
The emu in the sky from my country, Wiradjuri, we use it to tell us when it's okay to go look for emu eggs or when emu eggs are around. So when it's in a position just above the eastern horizon, just after sunset, that tells us that the emu are now nesting. But later on in the year, in the coldest part of the year, usually June, July, that's when the body of the emu is high up in the sky. You can see it with the dark parts of the Milky Way. And that tells us that emu eggs are available, so we can go out looking for emu eggs to take and eat.
Ayon kay Professor Ray Norris, ang tradisyon ng kwentuhan ay mahalaga.
You will only see a solar eclipse maybe once in every 5 or 8 generations, and yet people know about them. So that means they're passing down the stories from generation to generation, even though they don't see them themselves. So my great-grandfather tells me the story, and I pass it on to my great-grandson, without any of us ever having seen an eclipse. So it's obviously very important to people to pass down those stories.
Para sa makikilala pa lamang na archaeo-astrophysicist na si Kirsten Banks, ito ay isang mayamang pamana na dapat makilala.
I love that we have such a rich culture from this land and that they've used the sky similar in ways that we use it now. It's just amazing.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.